Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to segment three of God Invention Radio. We have Kelly Stevenson and several recipients of the Huggies Mom Inspired Grant Program, launched by Kimberly Clark 2 years ago. They've given out 21 grants to mompreneurs, and they've received $15,000 each. This is the second round. Actually, they started 2 years ago. The next round is going to be starting in spring. Is that right, Kelly?
That's correct. We'll have the application process will open on our website at HuggiesMomInspired.com starting in the late springtime frame.
Fantastic. All right, let's bring on another one of the recipient winners. We have Joan Hennahan, right?
That's correct, Brian.
Sorry about that. Joan Hennahan, welcome to the show. Can you give us a little information about yourself?
Yes. I am, well, previously I did chemical engineering, and my partner is a geologist. We had children at the same time and were frustrated with some of the products available to us. So we designed a two-piece crib sheet that's easy to change. It works like a box. The mattress fits in a base, and the top zips off and on for easy changes.
Okay, very nice. And do you have a website that the listeners can reference while they're listening to the show?
Absolutely. Cloudsandstars.com.
Cloudsand, A-N-D, stars.com?
That is correct, uh-huh.
Okay, great. So tell us what you did with Kimberly Clark, Huggies Mom Inspired Grant Program. What made you reach out to them?
Well, we heard about it, and we thought it would be a great opportunity for us. We have financed this business completely by ourselves. And so when we applied, we were past the design and the patent, and we had the manufacturing down, but we had no resources for marketing. And so we applied, and we used the money for marketing, and specifically social media marketing, and had great results. We were very pleased and did see an increase in our business, about 20% actually.
Fantastic.
Very grateful for the grant.
Fantastic. So when you applied for this grant, did you specifically tell them what you were going to use the money for?
We did. We said that was that's exactly how we would use it. We were at that critical point in our business that we needed to do a lot of marketing.
Okay.
So it was perfect.
That's great. And when do you need to pay that $15,000 back?
There's no payback. It was a gift from them, and we're very grateful for it. And it wasn't just that. They have done a number of things for us, and they flew us all up to Wisconsin. They had some seminars for us. We toured their facility. We have gotten some expert advice from some of their marketing personnel. It's been just a really great situation for us.
Fantastic. So is your product specifically sold online or in retail stores as well?
It's sold online, but it is sold through Amazon, Toys R Us, Bed Bath & Beyond. Target has picked it up. It's all online on those stores, but available through a number of resources. And we do have boutique stores that carry it.
Fantastic. So do you feel that marketing part was that real big, big kind of mountain to climb to get to that point of increasing your business 20%? I mean, it seems like you have much more in the works. And that was a great way to really launch it. But I'm sure there were other challenges throughout the invention process. Maybe you can share some of them. And not only do we want to hear about the challenges, but we want to hear how you overcame them.
Well, absolutely. We had many, many challenges. And we started out very new to this whole invention thing. And so we came up with this idea. We had a prototype made. We quickly realized because of the labor cost and because it has a big zipper like a sleeping bag, the material cost that it was going to be a very expensive product unless we produced overseas. And so we made that leap, but finding good manufacturing was very difficult for us. And then getting the quality control done from a distance was really tough. And we received our first order, and it was completely wrong. And so we've had all kinds of mistakes like that. But then along the way, my partner's mother sent it to Good Housekeeping, and they just happened to be doing a sheet review and an article at the time that we submitted our product, but we were still really in the prototype stage, and they included our product in this article. So that was a big benefit for us. And on Mother's Day, People magazine interviewed Trista Sutter from The Bachelor, and they asking her what her favorite baby product was, and she said our sheet. We were floored.
Well,
so we've had some really great things happen. So
wow, that's fantastic. Congratulations on that. So how is it being in your own business?
That really is the fun part. I really enjoy working for myself. It's great having a partner. It'd be very difficult to do without her. We're a good team. There's trials every single day, but there's, you know, big highs and lows. It's nice to have a partner to go through those with, but it's been a very great experience.
That's great. Joan, one last question. Can you give any tips for future applicants from this Huggies program? Was it a difficult process, and what are some things you think made a difference in your application?
It's not a difficult process at all. Anybody that asks me about it, I say, whatever you do, submit. It's just it's an easy application. They're looking for good ideas, and it doesn't matter if you're in the prototype stage or if you are manufacturing and need resources to take your business further. They look at all of those. People are considered equally. Ideas are considered for good ideas. And so none of those, where you are in the process, should not keep you from applying.
Wow, that's fantastic. And what do you think, if you don't mind, because you have a very interesting story, what else do you think, maybe one final tip for inventors out there listening on what sort of challenge or maybe just some words of inspiration to them?
Just keep at it. It's perseverance that pushes you along, and there's so many good things that come out along the way. You know, ours was, now that we're at the marketing and sales stage, it's a whole new piece for us. It's a challenging piece, but there's so many good resources out there, and Huggies has made some of those available to us, including Maria Bailey, who has written numerous books about marketing to moms, and she has been a great resource that Huggies has provided to us, to all the grant recipients. So it's been an excellent piece. So I
fantastic.
Say persevere.
Fantastic. I have a question actually from Mary. She's asking, is your product patented?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Can you give us the web address one more time?
Yes, www.cloudsandstars.com. And is spelled out, A-N-D.
Okay, super. Thank you so much for joining us, Joan. That was Joan Hennehan. We appreciate your joining us on our show and sharing to the listeners how you are one of the – which recipient number were you?
Oh, I was with the first group.
With the first group?
Yes.
Okay, super.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. So, Kelly, just getting back to this mompreneur, mom-inspired Huggies grant program, this is unbelievable. Joan mentioned that they don't have to pay anything back.
Yeah, that's the wonderful thing about this is that Huggies recognizes that there are a lot of moms out there with fantastic ideas, and we need their ideas to come forward because it makes the experience between mom and baby that much better, and that's what Huggies stands for. That's what we're all about, is really enhancing the relationship between moms and babies. And so it's just a perfect tie-in for us and allows us the opportunity to really bring that relationship to a new level.
Well, that's it's very nice. I mean, a grant? Who thinks that people are giving grants out these days? And $15,000 from Huggies and Kimberly Clark, and you don't have to pay it back. And look, I mean, over 2 years, you've given 21 grants. That's a lot of people that you've given $15,000 to.
You know, I think I probably have the greatest job because I get the opportunity to help out these women who are trying to live their dreams. And to be able to help them out, a lot of them, this money is just the hurdle that they need to get to the next level. And that's what's so rewarding about it.
Fantastic. We have a few minutes left into this segment. I'm just wondering, Kimberly Clark is unbelievably huge. What a great company. Has they done anything else in any other division giving out money like this?
No, this is the first of it, first kind of program like this for Kimberly Clark that I'm aware of. But since we've started the Mompreneur or the Mom-Inspired program in the United States, we've actually launched it last year into Australia. And Australia is doing a similar type of program, and we're currently looking at other countries and the opportunity to take this program to other countries as well. So we're very excited that it's doing so well in the United States, and we've got such a great response. In the first 2 years, we've had over 1,000 people submit their great ideas, and we're hoping that this next year we have just as many and continue that relationship with these mompreneurs and their community.
Fantastic. What do you think is making that? You have a committee. It's not just you picking out these products, right?
Correct. Oh. Last year we had a committee. This year we had a committee, and we really sit down and we view it through the lens that I talked about earlier. That, you know, is it original? Is it creative? How relevant is it to solving an important parenting issue? What's the potential commercial viability? What stage of development? And we really look at that in a fine-tooth comb. And the interesting thing that I'll say is that when we look at that, we look at the ideas independent of mom's names, where mom lives, anything else about mom that they might provide in the grant. We need all that information, but we're really looking at the idea. And is this idea really something that Kimberly Clark wants to give this money to help that mom go to the next stage?
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Kelly. We have Rami. Rami Taramina will join us at the beginning of segment four, and this just about closes our segment here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank Inventors Digest. You could go to inventorsdigest.com, and, of course, you could go to the front of any of the banners on Got Invention and sign up for Inventors Digest magazine if you're not already a subscriber and receive 33% off the cover price. So, inventorsdigest.com. We'll be back on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Stay tuned for segment four with Kelly Stevenson from Kimberly Clark Huggies.
High cholesterol is a ticking time bomb. Statistically, you or a family member needs to lower their cholesterol today. Besides diet and exercise, the best answer is Carderol, an all-natural dietary supplement that combines 9 natural ingredients proven to lower cholesterol levels in just 30 days. Carderol is the complete solution. Visit Carderol.net to learn more and start your risk-free 30-day trial. Carderol is guaranteed to lower your cholesterol or your money back. That's Carderol.net, CARDIOL.net, CARDIOL.net.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
Thank you for listening to WS Radio. If you are not listening on your smartphone, WS Radio and our friends at MentorMate have just made it a lot easier with our new WS Radio 2.0 iPhone, BlackBerry, and Android apps. Just search for WS Radio in the iPhone store, BlackBerry, or Android market. There are all free downloads so you can listen live or on demand to your favorite show. These new apps work on most iPhones and for the newer BlackBerry and Androids. After you check them out and see how well they work, pay a little visit to our preferred app developer, MentorMate. They have been programming mobile applications for over 10 years now and are one of the few companies that handle all three major smartphones. The world is going mobile, and that is where your company should be. To learn more about MentorMate and our new WS Radio 2.0 phone apps, log on to wsradio.com/mobile. That is wsradio.com/mobile.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to wsradio.com/barter. That's wsradio.com/barter.